nuts.
I'll take the nuts, thank you. You take your teeth. Oh, and here's my card. Special rates available this month only.
Yes.
And so it went on. One after another, the young men tried to crack the nutcracker took, but only succeeded in cracking their teeth. And as for the Princess Pearlipat, she looked as ugly as ever.
Whatever is going to become of our dear Pearlipat?
The young man who can crack the nut, must be found. As a reward, he can have our entire kingdom and the hand of the princess in marriage.
Well, the moment that Drosselmeyer and his nephew heard that...
Your Royal Majesties, your most serene highness.
What a very polite young man.
And so good-looking. Don't you think so, Pearlipat?
He's certainly the best so far. Yes, I guess I wouldn't mind marrying him.
You wish to try and crack the nut?
Crack a toque?
Oh, very good. You said it. Give him the nut.
Open wide. In it goes. And bite together. Oh, has he done it?
Well done, lad. You cracked it.
It really wasn't that difficult.
The boy did it.
As we knew he would.
And as we all knew he would. Didn't we?
Yes.
So he was a nutcracker after all.
Was, will be, is... Only time will tell.
Oh, I'm beginning to remember what happens next.
Drosselmeyer's nephew picked up the nut and closed his eyes.
That's the idea. Now, go on. Hand it to the princess.
Your Highness, allow me to present you with the nutcracker toque.
Thank you.
Well, eat it up, girl.
The princess!
Keep your eyes shut, nephew.
My precious Pearlipat.
I don't believe it!
The huge head and the withered limbs were gone. So were the staring green eyes and the gaping mouth. Pearlipat was beautiful once more, with milk-white skin, rosy cheeks, sky-blue eyes, and golden hair.
It's a wonder. It's a miracle. It's a miraculous wonder. The princess is cured.
Walk backwards, boy.
Seven steps.
One.
Careful.
Two.
Steady, lad.
Three.
Mighty, don't trip.
Four.
Don't let them jostle you.
Five.
Don't rush it.
Six.
Only one more step.
Lady Mousikins.
Seven.
My neck.
He's trodden on it.
He's tripped.
He'll fall. Keep your balance, lad.
Oh,
no.
What's happening to him?
His head growing hotter.
His body shrinking.
Those staring eyes.
That gaping mouth.
It's just like the princess.
Oh, no. He's turning into a
nutcracker.
So now, at long last, you know who I really am.
Fancy being turned into something made of wood. Ugh!
It's not the best thing to be made of, I agree.
Still, he had badly wounded the Lady Mousikins. And she lay dying in a great pool of blood.
That nutcracker took was as hard as can be. And that nasty little nut has finished off me. I